I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know,
but we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too.
How to be less old!
Good morning, Deanna.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm feeling great.
You look fantastic. Well, you look smoking hot.
I don't look ready for podcast ready. But I'm going to a little party after this, so directly after. So I am dressed to have a daytime party.
The truth is, you don't have a face for podcasts.
Oh,
you should
Emily,
be.
Neither do you, my dear. Oh, please.
Well, please.
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 Now that we've complimented each other, now that everyone's like, okay, tuning out, I want to say one thing to you.
Yes, please.
Okay, I've posted a couple times on Instagram. I'm currently wearing them. I'm going to move my head thing.
Yep.
So this is an ear jacket.
They're beautiful.
I got them off of Etsy.
Okay.
They're complicated.
Yes. Yes.
I feel you don't feel good about them.
No. Oh, I
Are you with it?
I'm with it.
Sam is with it. Emily is with it.
Yeah.
They're in three pieces, and there's several options. So it's like a little earring.
Like
and
you
then
could wear it in the front, the jacket part, or you could wear it in the back?
No, the jacket has to go in the back, but depending on the size of your lobe.
Okay.
So basically, it's a little earring in the front, and then there's a piece with four different size options for the back. And so the jacket of it all, like basically this little piece of earring kind of – goes behind your ear and like cradles your earlobe and peeks out.
Yes. It's like framing your earlobe, which is beautiful.
Okay, so we feel good.
Yes, definitely.
I'm still self-conscious because it feels like similar to the Swell bottle.
Which, can I just say,
yes.
You told me that we won't name names, but someone said it looked like a big dildo.
My sister, Lauren.
Okay, well, I was going to save her, but.
She texted me and wrote, that looks like a giant white dildo, ha, 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 LOL.
Look,
and she's not wrong.
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong.
Swell bottle.
But I enjoy it. I'm using it. By the way, you said, are you going to use it and like not buy water? I haven't bought a water bottle since.
Okay.
I've been really using it.
That's good.
Keeps everything nice and cool.
Look, maybe it's the best thing to happen to us in 2017.
It may
I'm be. Not on the train yet. My only thing.
Okay.
If I'm going to buy a water bottle.
Sure.
Now that I'm like crazy cleaning baby's bottles all the time.
Yeah.
How do you clean it?
It's a little warm water and
But you're not
soap.
Getting anything in there.
The neck comes pretty thin
at the top.
Yeah.
Which is great actually for drinking when you're on like a spinning bike because if you have the wide mouth, you're going to, you know, dump water on yourself.
Sure.
But my concern is cleaning. I want a wider mouth.
Okay.
Swell bottle, I hope you're listening. I want one with a wider
but
mouth.
But we're just putting water in there.
It's still bacteria.
Bacteria.
Okay.
I'm with it.
Yeah.
Today we have a very special guest coming in.
Yes.
Her name is Ella Anderson.
That is a name you should know. Write it down. You will know it. You know, it's coming for you.
It is coming for you. We have a young movie star coming in. I mean,
yes.
That's what that is.
Yes.
You know, Ella is a movie star.
Yes. She is 12 years old. She has impressive credits, which we will rattle off as soon as she gets in here.
Yeah.
And, I mean, just sit down and get ready.
I mean, the one big one we can share is that new movie that's coming out. It's out right now, actually, The Glass Castle.
Mm-hmm.
She's in it. She plays the young Brie Larson. Let's just start there, and then we'll get into more when she gets here. But, you know, she's an actress.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, but she's also 12.
A youth.
I want to find out from her, is she watching Kylie Jenner's new Snapchat show?
Oh, that's a good question.
Right? Because I don't know if everybody out there knows this.
I don't know that.
There are Snapchat shows. I don't even know if Kylie's is out yet. But she's supposed to host a new Snapchat show.
Interesting.
But speaking of Snapchat shows.
Yeah.
Deanna, you have one.
I do.
It's so cool.
I do. It's on Comedy Central. It's called Unsend. If Great news is if you can't get to Snapchat, which most of us can't figure it out.
Let's be honest with
you ourselves. Can go to – it's now on ComedyCentral.com. So you can go to like the short form stuff and it's sitting there. Anyway, yeah, go check it out. Thanks. It's with – we are creating it with Matt McConkie and Paul Scheer, which is super fun.
Here comes Ella.
Great.
How to be less old.
Hi.
Hi, Ella.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you guys for inviting me.
Oh, my God. What a thrill. You're a legit movie star.
I don't know about that.
No, we have a movie star sitting amongst us. It's the truth.
It's factual.
It's a fact of the matter.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Well, I'm just going to read off some of your credits so that we can just prove to everybody. Mother's Day. With Jennifer Aniston, The Boss, with Melissa McCarthy and Kristen Bell. You also are a TV star, Piper Hart of Nickelodeon series Henry Danger. And then, hello, you are in the upcoming The Glass Castle with Brie Larson and Woody Harrelson, not for nothing.
She's like, I knew all this, but thank you.
I just like to review.
No, it's important. It's
the resume of a 12-year-old.
We were just watching all your clips, and you're so good.
So talented. Thank you.
What can you tell us about that? The Glass Castle is so exciting. My mom got me that book when it came out in the year you were born, 2005.
Oh, really?
Isn't that weird?
And, and the month that I was born, too.
What?
It's crazy.
Wow.
It's like craziness.
So you were born, the book was born, and we needed to get to this age for it to make sense.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that.
It's like Jeanette even is like, it's like fate. She said like fate reached out and waited for until you were the exact age for you to be able to play such like an important stage in my life. And I think that was like so cool to hear her even say that and her to recognize it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So can you can you describe what the movie is about?
It's based off of a memoir by Jeanette Walls. It's all a true story, and it's basically about her growing up in this super crazy, almost like dysfunctional family. Her dad's an alcoholic, and her mom is like a whimsical painter. That's like the only way that you can really like describe them. And yeah, it's just about them growing up and living through such crazy circumstances.
And there, if I recall from the book, you have this experience where it's actually a fun family to start out with because these parents, they're not doing what all the other normal families are doing. Like, we live in a house and we, you know, pay our taxes and we go to school and we go to church. It's not like a standard family. So they're running around and they're traveling and they're living out of a car, right?
Mm-hmm.
But – and so it starts out like you're like, wow, this is actually kind of fun because these parents are so spirited and – but then it's like as the time goes by, you know, they're living in horrible conditions. Mm-hmm. They're homeless essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your character that you play Brie Larson's as a – you play Jeanette Walls.
Yeah. There are three versions of her. So there's the youngest one, Chandler Head. And she plays like 4 and 5, I think. And then there's me, I play 9 and 10. And then Brie plays teenager and adult.
Yeah.
So there's just like three people that are like playing the same person throughout the different times of her lives.
And that's so pretty special too.
I mean, that's really cool.
Do you guys have to, did you have time where you all got together to kind of talk about the character?
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of rehearsing. There was a lot of just trying to figure out how we could make it as seamless as possible, as, like, natural in, like, just to make it seem as authentic as we physically could. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of, like, rehearsals, but at the same time, like, you can't really do so much other than, like, just showing up on set and being, like, involved, which everyone did such an amazing job of just being present. So I don't know. I think every little piece sort of worked together perfectly.
That's so cool. Have you seen it?
I've seen it, yeah.
And?
I love it. I mean, it was really I saw it 2 times. I mean, I have to see it a bunch of times because my friends want to see it with me and, like, all of that. Yeah. But, yeah, it was incredible. I was, like, shot so beautifully, and to be able to see everyone else's parts, like, I only got to sit in to watch a little bit of Brie's and Chandler's part, so to see all of their other stuff was really cool.
I bet.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so cool to see it all put together and some of it was filmed out of order, so it was cool to see it in order and, like, all of that. It was really magical.
What was Woody Harrelson like?
He's the best. He's the sweetest. He's, like, I was so lucky to be able to have a lot of, like, my more emotional scenes with him because he's so awesome. And, I mean, I learned so much from just watching him. I don't know. I think it was really awesome. He's so talented. And, yeah, I love every single person on that film. I have built such, like, distinct relationships with them. And, I don't know, I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, he seems like the kind of actor, which is so rare, who just, like, is a ball of energy. Like, he's energy. Yeah. He's not thinking so hard. He's doing and he's being and he's, you know, like, in his body.
Yeah,
which is
he's
cool.
Super engaged and present. And, yeah, he's awesome. I feel, like, so lucky to just have been able to do these scenes with him. I don't know. He's awesome.
Well, and then in The Boss with Melissa McCarthy and Kristen Bell, Emily grew up with Kristen Bell.
I did.
Are you serious? Childhood friends.
I love her. She's the sweetest.
She's so nice. But yeah, that I loved that movie too. Did you see it?
I have watched as much as I can via the World Wide Web without seeing it, but it's a pisser.
Like, yes.
Melissa McCarthy is a. She's just out of her. She's
powerhouse.
Bonkers.
Powerhouse.
Yeah. It's like everything's so different from each other, like The Glass Castle and The
Boss.
Yeah,
that'll be
like
a little bit different.
Super different. I mean, yeah, that was really fun, though. It was crazy to be on set with, like, these crazy comedian ladies.
Yeah.
That's also, like, to your credit, like, to be able to have both such a dramatic, you know, major movie under your belt and all of this comedy in your background is, like, how?
I mean, I really just enjoy doing different things. I feel like I would get bored if I was doing the same thing, like, over and over. I mean, it's nice to have consistency, especially with, like, Henry Danger and stuff. But I love to, like, do different things. And I think that's what's so cool about acting is you get to do so many different roles. And I don't know.
I imagine you taking meetings with the other kids at Nickelodeon, like, them sitting you down and being like, okay, Ella, how are you getting all of this? Like, sitting you, all the little actors being like, lead us, show us the way.
No, I think, like, I'm the youngest out of there anyways. So people, like, we're all just chill. I don't think, no.
They're not,
none of that
they're not
happens.
Looking at to you as a guru?
No.
Okay. Right, we're going to ask you 5 quick questions just to get to know you. No big deal. No, pressure's off.
Okay.
No, like, it doesn't even matter
Never
what you say.
Never had any pressure. Don't worry about it.
And I believe you. To even assume.
She's like, I was on screen with Woody. Trust me, your questions ain't no thing. All right. Your favorite emoji?
My favorite emoji, I really like the little dove one where it has – and it's carrying, like, the olive branch or something.
Oh, wow.
Because it looks, like, really, like, I'm just flying away from all my problems. I don't know.
Wow.
That sounds really weird, but I like that one.
I
like the one where she's, like – I know no one can see this. But
The girl, she's, like, kind of raising the roof, but not really raising the roof.
I always interpret her as saying, like,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it's on – that's on you, you know, like
yeah. – Kind I just of. Mean her hand
hands
position.
Are – yeah, her yeah. hands are – yeah, yeah, yeah. She's raising it.
That's what's cool. You can interpret it as many different things.
And I feel like a dove is a deep cut. Like, I feel like it's an underused emoji in my arsenal, so I'm going to get into that. Your best app?
Best app? Snapchat? I don't know. That's – like app, like on a phone?
Yeah, application.
I don't know.
Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Are you using it all the time?
Not, like, all the time, but, I mean, that's what a lot of my friends will, like, communicate on, so. Mm-hmm.
And how are you communicating on it?
You just, like, go on the chat, and then you snap.
Okay.
I don't know.
So you're going into the individual chats.
Yeah.
And you're taking pictures within there, not putting it on your story necessarily.
Yeah, basically. But, like, there's a thing you can swipe, and then people just write on there.
So
it's basically just texting, but, like, people get it, like, faster pretty much.
You think?
I mean, people are on there more because, like, if someone's watching someone else's story, then they, like, get a chat and they're like, oh, hey. Mm.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not, like, super, like, social in a – I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not too tech savvy.
Are you watching any of the new shows that Snapchat's been putting out?
Okay, this is a good question because I would love to know if someone from your age group does this.
Okay.
So you're on Snapchat, right? But let's say you swipe to the left, mm-hmm. then you see all the, I'm going to call them channels. Is that wrong?
Magazine things?
Yes.
That's probably
everyone
what
loves
it
those.
It's mostly magazines, except for now they're developing their own content. Like they have people like Deanna or this just in, also Kylie Jenner is hosting a new Snapchat show. So they have, they're kind of developing this new content.
So is she going to have that on her magazine? No. Is that going to be in her story?
I don't know. It's a show. I don't know how they differentiate.
People really like those, though. That's all I can.
If you go to the magazine.
Yeah. Like, all of those things, people like to watch them. And I don't know. I think everything they put on Snapchat, everyone really likes.
You take it in.
Oh. Yeah. Like, okay. Like, all the BuzzFeed and then Comedy there's, like, Central. Comedy Central. Yeah.
That's the one mine's
people
on.
Watch that because it has, like, okay, the videos
good.
And stuff.
That's exciting. That's okay, very good. Exciting. Good to know that people are over there. It's, like, the tricky thing about trying to promote something like that is it doesn't – it's only going to be there one day, and you can't link to it, you know? So it's just in Snapchat.
Well, you can still say, I don't know.
You can still say, hey, head over there. Yeah. And like, yeah, I know. But nobody our age, they can't even get over it. They're like, how do we get over there? I'm not kidding.
I've been there. I've gotten there.
Like, how do I get to those magazines?
So if you're going to watch someone.
I did text you. Remember that?
Yes.
Last week, how do I watch these stories?
I know.
Well. You can, I don't know.
I know. It makes sense to you because you're like, you swipe one to the left and then you're there.
Well, because you can either just do it like you're at the stories and then above the stories, it'll say like the things and then you can click on that. Or you can do some like thing in the top corner and you click on that and it'll show them all bigger.
What?
Like, I can probably show you if you want. Like, maybe later.
This is like a hot tip, though. I don't know that I've clicked a corner.
I don't know if it's a corner or something. It's like weird.
Let me tell you what being on Snapchat is like for me. And Deanna is much better. But, like, I get on there and I'm always lost. I don't know where to hit or click or whatever to do anything. And then, so I just keep doing things like swiping and punching things until I end up somewhere. And usually that's how I found the stories the other day.
Well, I'll tell you, from this screen, which is your profile screen, I could get real stuck right here.
Just swipe up.
I know. You say that it sounds so easy, so but then I'm also swiping this way and this way. And
here's this, and you just go like, you just swipe.
Yeah.
You just go like that.
Yeah, yeah,
and then all of these are big right here.
Yeah.
So then you can just click on one or whatever.
Okay. Well, you know, you made it look really easy. I'll never find that again.
It's confusing why we can't figure it out, but just know that's a generational gap that is real.
I've heard that they try to make it difficult for adults.
They
and
do.
I believe
that.
So don't feel bad.
But I also wonder, like, brain-wise, what is happening that we are having such a disconnect with this app and you guys are like, hello.
I feel like you guys have more, like, education and other things, though, so I don't know if you should feel bad.
Look, I'm going to take that.
Yeah, she's
and it's going to mean more to me than you know.
She's like, I really hope that you can own some other topics that are real. Like, I think you might know something about something, and you should lean into that. Okay. Who is your most – who do you think out there in the world is the most impressive young entrepreneur? Is there someone you look up to when you – because you have a skincare line, which we're going to talk about.
I think there's a lot of people that I look up to. There's no one really in particular because, like, I have a skincare line, and I never really started that just because I was, like, in – well, of course, I was inspired, but I've just been doing it for, like, my entire life. And I've just been making these things at home. And finally, my manager was like, you should do something with this. And I was like, okay, like, I'd like for other people to be able to use these creations, too. So
that's some, okay, yeah. So that was really just your own
Yeah, it was
thing.
Really
it
just
was
something that I've been doing. I had, like, Ella's Awesome Salon and, like, all of that. But, of course,
What's
I said
Ella's
it.
Ella's Awesome Salon?
I believe it was in her bedroom.
It was in my bedroom. And whenever we would have, like, family gatherings, like, I don't know, Christmas, like, dinner or whatever, I would have all my relatives and I would give them, like, a salon experience.
Yep.
And I would make my little creations and then I would use them on them. Like,
that's
little,
fantastic.
Yeah.
And I had a manicure station in my bedroom.
I love that.
And Kristen Bell got a lot of manicures for me.
Really?
No big deal, yeah.
How cute is that?
That's really cute.
I had no stations.
And then, like, I gave my brothers soap that I made for their birthday, and they were like, I don't want this.
But I crafted it with my hands.
Yeah, this is very important to me. I don't know why you don't appreciate my soul. I don't, like...
So, And you have a lot of products named Soul. So wait, let's finish this, and then we're gonna do a deep dive into your into your products because I'm fascinated.
How about, do you have a other favorite skincare line that's not your own?
I mean, I don't really use the like Honest stuff, but I've heard that it's good, but it's for like babies.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would probably say that. I don't know.
So you're using exclusively your own.
I do think they have women's products coming out now, too.
I do like the Mario Badescu stuff, though, because that's good for, like some pimples
going on. So, their acne stuff is really good.
Yeah, they have this stuff called, like, drying lotion.
The drying lotion,
it's
for sure.
It's really good.
Well, that drying lotion, this is, like, a thing we talked about a couple weeks ago, but I had a gigantic growth on my nose. For months. It ended up, long story short, being like a type of skin cancer. It was a situation. But when it wasn't at the pinnacle, when it was just like a little baby, my sister gave me that drying lotion. Mario.
Yeah.
What is it?
Mario Badescu.
Yeah, that drying oil. And I was like, and it was making it worse. And then I was like, I got to go to the dermatologist because this is not.
Well, I don't know if it's meant to work for skin growths.
Right. Well, it looked like a pimple to start with.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
And then it just heightened from there. But
good to know.
But I did try the lotion.
It's not for everything.
It's apparently like an amazing lotion.
It just brings it to a head quickly.
Okay.
Which it did for you too. Well, it just
then
wasn't
it worked.
The right. Yeah.
Work like a dream. Just
All right.
kidding.
And an actor crush that you may or may not have.
You might be too young for them.
I mean, everyone's way older than me, so it's never, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think like. I don't have anyone.
Yeah,
but
that's
you know
good.
What's weird is like when I said it out loud, the first person who popped into my head, which I don't even think is true, was Zac Efron.
Oh, and he's
it's
old.
It's weird. No, but it's weird when you're older than the person you're about to throw out. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. That's your actor crush.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
And like it's weird when those tables turn and you're like, I'm now crushing on some young guy.
That is
so
weird.
Like it's better that they're old.
I mean, yeah, Zac Efron
Stay
is
there.
Cool. I mean, I don't watch him. The only thing I've ever really seen him in is, like, High School Musical.
That's the best Zac Efron is those.
Yeah.
You know.
And I've heard he didn't even like that, which sucks for
me. He didn't sing. Like,
he was good. This is, like,
No, that wasn't his voice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Even worse.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, that wasn't him singing.
He's a dance man only.
He's a dance man, yeah.
Okay, wow. Yeah. I didn't know.
Great job ruining my child.
Well, I think but you know, I looked up the guy. He's actually really cute, but I think he wasn't Zac Efron, you know, so they wanted to get someone in there who was really.
Now that's the rub, because, you know, you're going to be the voice, but not the face.
I know, it's tough.
Like, that's tough.
So I can see why Zac Efron didn't like it, because he's like kind of posing a little bit,
yeah.
You know? Let's take a little break,
yes.
And we're going to come back and chit-chat more about your how do you say your skincare line?
Oh, it's Aiko.
Aiko. I was going to say something crazy because I never know how to pronounce
it's
anything.
It's fine. It's like
– Aiko by Ella. We're going to talk about that, and we have a couple little other things we want to chat with you about.
Okay.
Okay. We'll be back.
How to be less old.
Ella Anderson.
Hello again.
Well, it's great to see you.
Yeah.
It's been so long. So we want to talk about your skincare line. So you were saying it was an organic evolution.
Yeah.
Where you were doing it at home, you had your own salon. And was your mom like getting you the ingredients? How did you get the ingredients?
I had everyone sort of take me around, like my grandma. I went to like four different Whole Foods to find citric acid.
I mean, like, how does this even come? In like a bottle?
Is it
liquid? Is it powder?
It's a powder.
Okay.
And I was trying to make bath bombs.
Mm.
And so, yeah, I just went to like a bunch of like – I had a bunch of people take me to a bunch of different places to get these things because, of
and
course,
are you just
I wasn't
Googling
gonna,
these ingredients?
It was
start?
A mix of just thinking up weirdness and I don't know. Like, I don't even know how I came up with some things, but it just happened and – I don't know.
Crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool.
Okay. So you were making soap. You were making bath bombs.
Yeah.
What else?
I was making lip scrubs, which I have out, which is cool. I was making lip balms. I was making literally like everything that you could think of, I tried to make.
And the goal was natural?
The goal was natural. Yeah. Okay. The goal was natural and appealing, I guess.
And is it's geared towards younger girls or is it like all ages?
I try to gear it towards everyone because there's like different things and I think everyone can try it. I give it to anyone who wants it, I guess. Yeah. You want it? Yeah. There's different things that everyone can use, especially like the sun kit has really good, it's called
that's
a sunscreen. And then there's this little gel thing and it's aloe and arnica. Arnica is really good for like muscle, like sore and bruises. So I think that even adults can use that or kids who are like doing sports and they have sore muscles. So it really is geared towards everyone. I try to make it as, I don't know, fluid as possible.
So you went from like doing it at home. Were you already on Nickelodeon were you working as an actor by the time you launched this?
I think I was working on it while I was doing The Boss. So my manager came into the bathroom in the hotel. She was like, "What is all this?" And I was explaining it. And she was like, "This is really cool." So once we got back, then I sort of was just – I found like a natural lab and we just sort of tested out different things. And like I was super picky, but I guess it paid off now because I made them send like a bunch of different lip scrubs because I was like, this isn't right. And like
– What would make it wrong? Like just the consistency
color? The consistency is actually really tricky. And finally we got like the perfect one so that it like moisturizes it yet it still scrubs it and like all of it. It's a lot more like – difficult yet easy. I don't know how to
makes sense.
It was cool.
That's so cool.
So then from there you got all the mixtures right, you signed off on everything and it launched? Like you actually
figure out the name and
So explain the name.
The name, well, my great grandmother is Japanese.
Okay.
So something happened with like she wanted it's like the wedding cards on my parents' wedding to say Aiko, which means love child. And so she was like, oh, I'll keep that in my head. And then my mom wanted to name me Aiko, but, I mean, that would be kind of weird for, like, a white girl.
Look, you're looking at a white girl named Deanna Chang over here, so I understand.
And, so she put it as my middle name, and so my middle name is Ella Aiko. And then I was like, oh, this is cool because, I mean, a lot of people don't at least in the U.S., it was sort of like a free name that I could use. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. And then we had to figure out like the logo and
– Oh, right, because it wasn't copyrighted, you mean? Echo? That's perfect.
I mean, yeah, it's good.
It all worked out.
You know, it's one of those things I feel like when you read about like those dream jobs, how do you get these crazy dream jobs? And it's like – you know, a product tester or, you know, the person who gets to name nail polish or the person who gets to, like, how cool that this is part of your just experience that you get to name your own products. Was it fun?
It was fun. I mean, my mom definitely helped me a lot because I didn't know how, like, involved with puns she was, kind of, which is, like, really surprising. But, it took a lot. There were a lot of different, like, name ideas, which were some of them were, like, really weird. They were, like, yummy, delicious. Like, I don't even remember. But
the ones we have cotton candy clean sugar lip scrub, scrub a latte, raw coffee body scrub, soul screen face stick that you put on your face on a stick, which I kind of am interested in.
It's mineral? Awesome. It's zinc.
Yeah,
so
mineral.
You
That's
can just,
great.
Yeah, you can just put it all over your face and then you can like rub it in and you can just put it in your pocket and then take it out when you're ready. Yeah. And like, it's really cool.
I need one of those because, especially for my hands,
you
I
just feel
like
want
my
hands
moisturizes
get so
them.
Much more sun than I realize.
Right,
and it's time to keep a stick on me.
You definitely like it's so handy dandy. It's really it's one of my favorites.
That's what you should call it, handy dandy for your hands. You should come out with a stick for your hands.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Just like a
for
moisturizing
old ladies like me.
Okay, we're gonna play. We're just gonna ask you some questions about people. That they're on our radar in terms of the type of their name. Like, we hear their name.
Okay.
But we don't know what they do or who they are.
And some of these people, I haven't even heard their names.
Okay.
To be honest.
Okay.
So we're just going to find out, like, do you know who they are and what they do?
Okay. And then if I don't, then I have to, like, make up.
You can just say I don't know them, and then we'll feel good, too, because.
Because we don't know them.
We don't know them either.
Okay.
All right. Dylan and or Cole Sprouse.
My husband.
Oh, well, there's the crush.
So much.
We got to the okay.
I love them a lot.
Those.
It was their birthday yesterday, I think.
Okay. See, that's a lot of information.
Do you love them more than you used to? Or, like.
I don't know.
Do you love them? I'm sorry. My question is, do you love one more than the other?
Cole.
Oh. Okay. Is he on. He's on Riverdale. Yeah. He plays Jughead on Riverdale. Yeah. I happen to know that.
That's awesome.
I know. Because I was looking at his face. Because we were going to have – we're trying to get some of the Riverdale people on. Just FYI.
Yeah. No big deal.
No big deal. So I was looking at his face, and I was like, gosh darn it, does he look familiar? But I couldn't place him.
Well, and I'm going to throw out a deep cut. Is this – Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Yeah, and
them?
I have always loved them.
Even as the Sweet Life.
Yeah, and I loved Cole even before because he was like the smarter one, sort of, and he wasn't, like, after, like, the girls as crazy.
Okay.
So, like, I don't know. I always really loved him. He was, like, my first, like, crush, and I still have, like, I still love him.
She said my husband's. Do you ever meet them in your – are they by – they were on Nickelodeon, right?
They were on Disney. So I've never met them. Okay. I feel like I could probably, if I really wanted to.
Get at them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy. And you probably will cross paths with them. Like, no problem.
I hope.
Yeah, it's coming. Don't worry.
Well, this is going to be a tough next one. Okay. Because you may have feelings about this next one. Go ahead, Emily.
Lily Reinhart.
Bughead.
No idea.
That's their ship name.
Bughead? Oh.
She's also in Riverdale.
And that's why I was nervous you were going to not maybe like her because she's dating your husband.
I don't care.
Okay, wait. Bughead?
Yes, because her name's Betty.
Oh, she's Betty. Okay.
Okay, and okay. Jughead. Bughead. That's their ship name?
Yeah.
Wow, Emily, this is really important information.
I know.
Bughead?
Yes.
Like, if we have them on, we'll be able to say Bughead, and it'll mean something.
To somebody.
Wow.
To Ella.
This is... Deep so, dive.
But okay. That's their ship name in real life?
That's what you guys amongst friends call them.
No, it's just in the show.
Just on the show.
Oh, on the show. They ship them on the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair enough.
We thought maybe, like, that's what the fans ship them as.
I think – I don't know. I don't think they call them that on the show itself, but they made up, like, a ship name. I don't really know. I'm not that
Bughead.
Deep into
so do
the
they
thing.
Date in real life, Cole and Lily?
I don't know.
They do.
I've heard some rumors that they were,
it's
like –
It's out. They're dating.
I love it.
It's happening.
How'd you find this
Did you
up?
Get a tweet alert?
It's on the World Wide Web. It has come across my desk. They are dating in real life. It's happening, guys. Trust me.
I want you to trust me. They've turned dating rumors down before, but
it's
I think they heard that, like, people, I don't know. I really don't care.
I believe that they're together.
Is this from, like, a birthday party thing that happened yesterday? Did you see, like, they were together or something?
No.
No, okay.
I'm
trying to get to the source. But
I saw it on Perez Hilton, so I'm going to assume it's true.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to butcher this name. I'll take this one, Deanna.
Thank you.
Troy Sivan?
Oh, I've heard of him before.
Never
he's like
heard
a
him.
YouTube something.
Cool.
Okay.
I've never heard that name.
But he's on your radar slightly.
I don't even know what his face looks like.
Yeah.
I've just sort of heard him.
No, that's great.
Jake Paul?
Oh. Wow. That was a shudder, actually.
It was a full body shake. What is he?
He's like a YouTube star.
Mm-hmm. Do you not like him?
I don't love him.
Okay.
That was a pregnant pause, too. I really liked that whole delivery of that.
There's nothing that I, like, don't dislike. It's just like.
He's not your cop.
He's just, like, crazy.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah, that's all.
Antics. He's up to no good?
Nonsense.
Okay. I mean, a lot of those guys, that's how I feel about
them. Shenanigans.
And it's good to see a 12-year-old coming in here delivering us the same feeling.
Yeah, they're up to nonsense.
Yeah. No, nothing great.
No.
I mean, like, he had a kid in his, like, song, and he, like, one of the lines was, "England is my city." Like,
that's
like,
not a
that's
city.
Not smart.
Yeah.
Like...
<That's> not- That's just straight shenanigans.
Yeah, and I bet you that was a real
mistake. Yeah. Anyways, that's all.
England is my city. That's tough. It's tough to have it in, like, recorded and locked and loaded and, like, out to the people. You know, like, nobody raised a flag.
No. Nary a flag. How about Billy Lord?
I've heard of the name.
Yeah.
Well, I think she's like a music someone.
Okay.
I don't really know.
See, and that's nice. Because I was going to be like IE, but you knew she was a girl because it's spelled Billy with an IE.
Right.
Not a Y. Could have been confusing. But you knew.
Yeah. She's, I do know that she's Princess Leia's daughter.
Oh, I know who you're talking about now. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah.
She's from Scream.
Carrie Fisher.
She's from Scream Queens.
Okay.
Okay.
We got there. Madison Beer.
Mm-hmm. I know who that is.
Who is that?
She's a singer.
Okay. Do you like her? Do you know her songs?
I don't really know her songs, but I've met her before.
Okay. She's from Long Island. I know that much.
I'm so impressed with your knowledge of this.
Yeah, this is crazy.
I know that she was discovered by Justin Bieber, and I think she was in a movie, in a video.
I'm pretty sure her parents were friends before that, though.
Okay.
Like, her mom was friends with Scooter Braun. So I don't know if Justin actually.
That Scooter hookup. Yeah, like, I got you.
We're going to raise a red flag right there.
That Scooter hook. Okay, I don't know who Jack Galinsky is at all.
That was her boyfriend.
Madison Beers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Great. I don't know if they're still dating. I don't think so.
Is he anybody or is they just her boyfriend?
I think they're both singers.
Both singers, okay. How about Sophie Turner?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I started out really feeling cocky about this list. I was like, got this one. And I am not able to.
Where did you get these names from?
I plucked them from Teen Vogue's website.
Hmm.
So she's clearly somebody,
but
I purposely did not deep dive because I wanted to stay in the not know so that you could inform.
Okay.
But you're doing great. Ashley Benson, heard that before. Don't know who she is. She's not on your radar.
She was in Pretty Little Liars, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. That feels right.
And how about Tess Ward?
I've never heard of them.
All right.
I've heard of Tess Ward.
You have. I mean, let's Google because, you know, I don't know. Don't think I've heard of her. Oh.
Is she recognizable?
Yes. She was with – that's why I know her. Unfortunately, she's like one of my good friends who's grown up, has a massive crush on Harry Styles. So I got the alert.
This is funny.
That she's like a food blogger.
She's a London-based food blogger or – England, as
England is my city.
Jake Paul likes to say, or whoever it was. But yeah, she's a food blogger who did what to Harry Styles?
Dated.
What?
They were dating.
Oh, okay.
Very recently, they just broke up. It sounds like she broke up with him. So that's all very exciting.
Oh wow.
Okay. Well, like
that felt really good.
Felt great.
I feel like more informed than I was
too
about some of these people. Although. I don't think you learned anything here today.
You know what I learned? I learned that we do not care about Sophia Turner. No, we might care about her. We don't care about Troy Sivan.
We know who he is. We don't know whether we care about him or not.
Okay. Right? Yeah, there's some people we don't really care about.
Jake Paul. They're not our favorite. That's kind of how it came out.
We need to give him a book. And have him just, like, peruse it and get some basic knowledge of the world around him.
Maybe a globe.
Maybe a globe.
Something he can just look at quickly. And
just kind of spin around.
Yeah.
Stop and point and, like, do a quick pop quiz on it.
Yeah.
When does The Glass Castle come out?
So it's out.
It's out.
Go see it.
Go see it. Go to that opening weekend, guys.
Do it.
Have you seen Girls Trip? It might be too mature for you.
I haven't seen it, no.
I think it might be too raunchy for your – she's too young.
Yes.
It's a great movie.
I can imagine.
See it when you're older.
Jada Pinkett.
It is so much – it's a good time. Yeah. I'm not a big movie person. Like, something has to really – I will see this because this is special to me, this book, because my mom had, like – you know, made sure she loved it. She actually heard Jeanette Wall do a reading. I don't know. Is she from Long Island? I believe
she
might be.
Well, they moved around a bunch.
Oh, yeah. But she did a reading at our local library in Long Island, and my mom was, like, so blown away by her. And so I will absolutely go see this movie. I'm looking forward to it, and it looks so good.
Yes, I want to go. We'll go see this one.
Yeah, we'll go see this one. And good. That's it. We did it. And where are we finding you?
On Instagram, I'm at Ella Anderson, number 4, letter U.
For you.
For you. Oh, I thought you were just number 4, and I was like, Ella. We've got to get this corrected. You can just be Ella Anderson.
And then we're Snapchat, same thing?
Snapchat is AIKO_bunny. I got the name a really long time ago, and it's really embarrassing.
Oh, no. I like it, though.
I thought I got you in a different – I think I have someone else.
They took down my Snapchat.
Oh, shoot.
Snapchat did.
Why?
Oh.
That's so crazy.
Do we have to call somebody?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't have anyone to call, but
I think you have to be over 13, and I'm not 13.
But are you like, but like, I know Melissa McCarthy, and I'm like in a big movie.
No.
You just have to let them know, and they'll be like, oh, okay.
I don't know.
She's like, no. No, I won't do that.
Is there any last before you leave, is there anything we should be watching right now that you and your friends are watching that's like your favorite thing?
No.
Okay.
Fair.
Not really.
All right. Well, we did it, guys.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Bye.
How to be less old.
All right. We did it, guys. That was fun.
That was fun. You know what? I love that she just has many, many talents.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's coming in with drama. She's coming in with comedy. She's coming in with skincare.
She's coming in. She's coming hot. I like what she was like. I was like, no pressure. She's like, not feeling any. Copy that. You guys can find us, as always, at HTBLO on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
And then if you would, please march yourself over to Apple Podcasts and give us a little review for How to Be Less Old. We love it. 5 stars is what Deanna requires.
Oh, thank you so much.
I mean, like, you know, give us some love.
Do what's in your heart, but make it 5.
And I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
I'm Deanna Chang at Deanna M. Chang.
And we will see you next week.
Thank you, Sam.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.